What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here from the Disc in the Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about what we've been playing lately. We realized we actually hadn't done one of these for quite a while. And it was like, well, we've been playing lots. It was a bit of a slow week. There wasn't a huge amount going on. I was like, yeah, I mean, I know I've been playing so many video games. The last, like, well, the kind of the main thing, isn't it? Really, like, September through till December is, like, peak season for video games, and there's been so much out, and kind of sort of Spider-Man kind of kicked it all off for me. Thinking back to like that, I've completed the DLC. I mean, we're about a week or two away from the new DLC, so I'm really excited to jump back into Spider-Man again. Then had Forza Horizon, which I jumped into on Xbox, because I had like a week off between Spider-Man, and I was like, so that was a bit of fun. Also got the new WWE video game, which is just something I'll play for the year. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I jumped into the big one, the big Red Dead Redemption 2, which has basically now delayed my next few purchases because of just how big this game is. But what have you been playing?
So I've also been playing a fairly wide range of games. The big one at the moment is I'm trying to get ready for Kingdom Hearts 3, so I'm doing a Kingdom Hearts playthrough. I know you already did Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2. I am a little bit more than halfway done with Kingdom Hearts 1. I finished Agrabah. I'm getting ready to go to Pinocchio's World. So when I say halfway, I mean I have unlocked half of the worlds. And I have half of them still to go. And I realize that the farther I get along, there'll be more backtracking as, you know, things unlock. But I'm roughly halfway there, give or take. So, you know.
I mean, I did find when I was playing through Kingdom Hearts, because I played through Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 this year. So I've completely played through both of them. Very relieved. I thought, I really enjoy Kingdom Hearts 2. It's a lot better than Kingdom Hearts 1. But also, I think I found with Kingdom Hearts 1, I needed to have, like, the guide up in a browser because of all the backtracking. It was really annoying because it sometimes doesn't necessarily say what you need to do or where you need to go next. So luckily I found that in the games that came afterwards, Dream Drop Distance, 0.2, Kingdom Hearts 2, they kind of made it a lot more simple and kind of gave you much more on-screen pointers of where to go. So I found, for example, like with Kingdom Hearts 2, I played through that whole game, and I don't know if I actually even consulted a guide the whole time, whereas Kingdom Hearts 1, I was checking it nearly constantly and trying to work out what I needed to do next.
Yeah, I've actually had my laptop up next to me, just kind of constantly checking, and I'm not even trying to do like 100%. I'm just trying to make sure I'm not missing any major items and not missing, you know, how am I supposed to get to the next part kind of stuff. Yeah, as soon as I'm done with that, I'm going to go into Kingdom Hearts 2. I figure by the time I'm done with Kingdom Hearts 2, Kingdom Hearts 3 will probably be right around the corner, so I'm not going to get into all the side games. I am planning on playing 0.2 again, simply because that's a very, very short one that's only 2 or 3 hours long, and it's the one that's going to build into Kingdom Hearts 3. I do want to say I have almost broken my controller like 20 times just from the jumping. The jumping is atrocious in that game.
Yeah, it's luckily when you get into Kingdom Hearts 2, it's a lot more floaty, it's a lot more controllable. It's night and day. I think that was a thing for me with Kingdom Hearts 2 was A, the controls were better, the fighting, you had all the fighting in the air, but also it was much more Disney based. There was a lot more. Mm-hmm. I think Kingdom Hearts 1 suffered from that point of having too much Final Fantasy and not enough Disney, whereas once we left Kingdom Hearts 1, I think they took that feedback on board and was much more Disney based.
Yeah, and I have to admit, you know, I find the story, it's a story, and I'm mostly just interested in how they tie in the Disney stuff, but I am loving the combat. Just in Kingdom Hearts 1, the combat is so fluid and fun, and just beating up the Heartless is gets me through the day. So yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing that improved with Kingdom Hearts 2 and then 0.2, and then that 15-year jump from Kingdom Hearts 2 to Kingdom Hearts 3 just should be incredible. But yeah. So in addition to Kingdom Hearts, I am getting kind of sidetracked every once in a while. I've got some friends who just picked up Destiny 2. So oh, yeah. I know it you forget the game even exists, but I bought it back when it – no, I got it for free. And so I've been playing it with them occasionally. You know, I'll get a text message and be like, hey, can you jump on? So we've been playing that. And when you've got a group, it's a lot of fun. When you've got a group of friends and you can just kind of have fun and chill, that's a lot of fun. Similarly, I've been playing with a different group of friends, Warframe, because it just launched the major expansion on PC with a whole new zone and stuff like that. And so that's been fun. And yeah, the other one is Forza Horizon. So I've got Kingdom Hearts, which is the linear, you know, story-based game that has an ending. And then I've got these three other games that really just don't have endings at all.
I mean, I think it's like, there is so much difference. So, I mean, I brought Destiny 2 back when it launched, because it was, everyone was hyping it up. I brought it, probably about 5 hours in, I got bored and it kind of sat on under my plate. It didn't connect with me. I know they've been desperately trying to get players back in because it technically underperformed. They gave it away with PlayStation Plus and they gave it away to PC players recently. And it seems to be like a game that Activision are trying desperately to get players back into. And obviously, you jumped back in, but there's that kind of thing of there's a lot out at the minute.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the idea of me, it's like, yeah, you've released a DLC for a game from last year that I didn't really think much of, or I could play something brand new, then there's so much out right now. And I'll be honest, this Red Dead Redemption, I never played the first two. So I've come into this, I've always been a GTA fan since way back since the PlayStation 1 era. So this Red Dead Redemption 2 is so in depth on the story, and it's much slower. I mean, I can see where it's just sucking my time away of like doing 2 to 3 hours a night of just doing, and it's so much fun just being a cowboy and riding around and doing what you're doing, these tasks and stuff. And the control mechanism, the way it's one of those games of I've completely just fallen for. Loving playing. It's literally, I was planning on, I hoped I might have been able to kind of got it done and maybe start on Hitman 2. This is, I'm like, no, and I'm not buying Hitman 2 till I finish this game, because it's just like, this is me. I mean, I'm literally my, I've already found that like Smash Brothers and Hitman 2 have instantly just been put on delay, because this Red Dead Redemption is so, I'm just loving this story. And I think it's about 60 to 70 hours for the main story. So I'm hoping that that'll be done. Hitman 2, I know I've got a couple of games coming for Christmas, and then I'm going to be straight into Kingdom Hearts 3. So I'm getting Assassin's Creed Odyssey for Christmas, so, and Tomb Raider. So, you know, you've got these big, because I've basically said to my wife, that's what I want for Christmas. It's like, this is one of those systems, buys me what I asked for. This, it works great. But I like these big open world games. And I think that's the thing with the Kingdom Hearts games. Of, I like that about them. I really wish I'd played them when they came out. That was the thing, I think. But I may be in a much better place for playing them. And I am really looking forward to Kingdom Hearts 3. I can't wait to get going into that one.
Playing through Kingdom Hearts 1 makes me appreciate more a lot of the things we know about Kingdom Hearts 3. Like the always having Donald and Goofy in your team, in addition to whoever the local heroes are. I hate having to switch between them and being like, I can't do this puzzle because I don't have Aladdin in my party to go get a poo to touch the monkey. But at the same time, if I don't have Donald and Goofy, I can't do the Trinities. And it's like,
luckily in Kingdom Hearts 3, we can have Donald and Goofy and the other person. We can have
exactly. Three of
them. So it's like instantly like a big upgrade. Like, yeah, you don't have to keep swapping out your party.
You know, that's, and yeah, just seeing that playing through Kingdom Hearts 1, I'm like, I can't wait until I don't have to do this nonsense anymore. I can just go into Kingdom Hearts 3 and I can have Buzz and Woody and we can, you know, destroy all sorts of Zerg, Heartless and whatnot. I did want to mention one other game that I played. It's a game called Moss. And it's PlayStation VR, and it just came out on Steam VR. And it does require VR. And I, for the longest time, I've always thought of VR as kind of like, it's a great way to experience Sims. You know, driving, flying, space combat, whatever, that kind of thing. And I was like, yeah, platformers don't really benefit much from 3D. I mean, The difference is you're viewing 3D, or you're viewing the platformer from the 3D perspective, and you can kind of do like this bobbing around kind of thing, and that's about it. Otherwise, Mario in 3D is still just Mario. Moss kind of proved me wrong on that. This is a game where it would not work nearly as well in 2D, both for the puzzle solving elements and two for the connection that you build with the main character, the mouse called Quill. And it's only 3 or 4 hours long, but this was more than anything the game that proved to me that yes, a VR game can actually work really well on the system. Now, it's not necessarily, well, no, it's definitely not a go out and buy a VR headset to play this game. But if you have a VR headset, either for your PC or for PlayStation, I would definitely encourage at least downloading the demo and trying it out, because this is a very different experience from what you're used to.
Yeah, I have heard this one and heard lots of good things about it. It's definitely been talked about as being kind of one of the highlights. I think also Astrobot as well is supposed to be really good for VR. I'm kind of on that thing of, it depends on Black Friday deals. If there is that, if they hit that deal of, if it hits like somewhere between like £100 and £150, I could be tempted to pick, because of, you know, there's a few things on there that I'd like to try out, but I think it needs to hit that sweet point for me. And I am looking on the, if there is a deal on, especially if there's like an Amazon, if it's like £99 or £100, I'm buying a unit. That's basically my thing for Black Friday. That's what I'm on the lookout for. Probably be disappointed, right? But that's the one
probably.
Yeah.
I've heard the same about Astrobot. The person who turned me on to Quill and Moss in the first place was like, this is the other game you have to try, is Astrobot. I don't have that one. And then apparently Tetris Effect. I haven't played this at all, but people are saying this is an amazing VR experience.
Yeah. And also, another one that's literally coming out, I think this week or next week, is like Blades, lightsaber, kind of, it's lightsaber.
Oh, Beat Saber, yes.
And it's supposed to be the best game ever. And you basically, like, you've got like two lightsabers and you're doing a rhythm thing. And it's supposed to be, and it's kind of like, yeah, it's like having it, because you've got two lightsabers and you're hitting music. And apparently that is fantastic as well. And that's kind of like, it's kind of like, it's not really a, Everyone I hear talking about it is always that kind of a, it's like a really, it's the lightsaber sort of aspect to it. It's just the effects and stuff.
I mean, honestly, I've seen a couple of people playing it on like YouTube videos where, you know, you've got the Beat Saber up on the thing and then the person with the headset down there. And I have to admit, it looks like a lot of fun, but you need a lot of room to play that one. Yeah. Because that's one where you'll be swinging around and slam into your TV or something. But I also have zero rhythm, like zero rhythm. I am the stereotypical white boy can't dance for anything because I don't have it. So I don't know if Beat Saber's for me, but I have, I have heard the same things that you've heard. I'll keep my eye on it, certainly.
I know last week when I was away and went into the arcade and they had a Guitar Hero one, and all my guitar stuff got rid of years ago, but it's like, it is that kind of rhythm stuff, but it's that investment, isn't it? I remember with, you know, buying Rock Band and the adult, it's like, it's a lot of plastic that you use 3 or 4 times and you never use again. So it's that kind of thing, isn't it, with all this stuff? But generally, like at the minute, there has just been a ton of video and there is just so much more I want to play. I just do not have enough time to play everything. But
honestly, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. I was going to say, I mean, and there's, you know, it's like, I'm really glad in some way that I've put Assassin's Creed on hold, because listening to quite a bit of people, I think they found the speed from going from Assassin's Creed a lot faster than Red Dead. And I think a lot of people were finding Red Dead slow because they'd come from Assassin's Creed. And I'm really glad that I didn't have that effect, kind of. So I'm probably, when I get into Assassin's Creed, I'll be like, oh, this is nice and fast. And obviously then, but then it'd be nice. I'm looking forward to the Spider-Man DLC like in this month and next month. They kind of keep bringing me in. The only thing that's really just like, oh, well, next month we get the last DLC pack. And it's like, then Spider-Man's like done. And it's like, but at the same time, I like it with video games of like, you get in, you spend your few weeks or whatever, how many hours in there, you see the credits, and then you put the disc away and then you walk. I know, as much as all these big companies want it to be live services that we play continuously and just grind every single night, I was like, sorry, that's not for me. I don't enjoy that kind of gameplay. I want something new and different for, you know, in each month being playing something different. And as much as they want us to do these live services. I don't think they're ever going to get to that point.
No, and the big problem isn't necessarily that it's a bad idea or that people don't want to do it. It's that if every single game ends up becoming a live service with the grind and the you must log in every day to get your rewards thing, well, which game do you pick? I mean, they all kind of cancel themselves out. And I think at a certain point it reaches a critical mass and people are just like, no, I'm good. I don't need to do that. But I have to agree, despite the fact that the games I'm playing right now, Destiny 2, Warframe, and Forza Horizon are all like basically endless. Mm-hmm. I do prefer those games where you can just be like, okay, I finished it up. I'm good. I can move on to the next thing, or I can take a break from games and go watch a show for a while or something like that. So one final thought. We are coming up on the end of 2018 here, and I've been thinking intermittently about, you know, games of the year or top five games mm-hmm. of 2018. And I'm just looking at this, all the games that have come out, and just, this has been an incredible year for games. I know we said that about 2017. I was like, I remember very distinctly at the end of 2017 going like, 2018's got a ton to live up to compared to 2017. I'm like, looking back on it, it definitely did. And I think you and I are going to have some fun with the final couple of podcasts of 2018. Yeah. We're talking about, the year in review, and there's going to be some very good games on that list.
Yeah. There's definitely some good stuff. But love to know what you guys have been playing recently. Love to know what you guys are doing in the comments or social media. Remember to go check us out over at DizKingdom.com. Hit that subscribe button, etc. And you can find us on all the different audio podcasts. James, where can they find you?
I mean, HeroicLegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.